Do you think there could be that some sort of alliance between the SNP and Labour on Trident, for example? I mean, in Parliament, you could have sort of alliances with them.
Yeah, I certainly hope so, and I certainly hope the fact that the leadership is shifting position on Trident. Although I have to say, I don't agree with what was described as a yellow submarine argument. I don't agree with building the submarines,
not putting any missiles on them.
But a straight vote against Trident, I think, would be good.
Have you or Angus Robertson, your leader in Westminster, have you had talks with Jeremy Corbyn or his people about that, the prospect of that?
Oh, there are definitely talks between the anti-renewal of Trident members of Parliament and how we can maximise the support against...
So the Tories were right, basically, before the election to warn of this sort of cooperation between SNP and Labour.
Well, they were right to be frightened, the Tories, of a cooperation between those of a progressive mind who don't want to waste £170,000 million over the next generation on a useless, redundant military plaything.
So when this vote comes up, there's likely to be a full-scale alliance between Labour and the SNP.
Well, that part of the Labour Party who are backing the non-renewal of Trident, certainly.